This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Tempers flared this morning during the House of Representatives debate over the objection to the state of Pennsylvania's electoral vote for President-elect Joe Biden. A small group of House lawmakers reportedly came close to physical confrontation after a Pennsylvania Democrat reportedly charged that Republicans had been telling lies about his state's votes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stepped in and called for order as some members of both parties were about to clash. Earlier, senators turned back Republican objections to Pennsylvania's electoral vote for Democrat, President-elect Biden. The Senate action comes hours after hundreds of pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol building Wednesday, forcing lawmakers to seek shelter, interrupting the certification of Biden's Electoral College victory. Since the proceedings resumed, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to reject an objection to President-elect Biden's win in Arizona, joining the Senate in upholding the results there. President Trump stirred up the protesters at a rally early Wednesday near the White House and later released a video on Twitter saying he loved them, arguing them, telling them, urging rather, to go home, but not before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. A woman was shot and killed, and three others died in apparent medical emergencies. Washington's mayor declared a 12-hour curfew, which ends at 6 a.m. this morning. Police and riot gear arrived and moved the demonstrators back from the Capitol. President-elect Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol, calling the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is BOA News. Former U.S. presidents took to social media Wednesday to condemn the violence at the Capitol building by pro-Trump protesters, pinning the blame on false information spread by the current leadership. On Twitter, former President Barack Obama said the incident was incited by Trump, adding the Republican leaders now have a choice towards extinguishing the flames or keep stoking the raging fires. Former Republican President George W. Bush described the scenes at the Capitol as sickening and heartbreaking. Bill Clinton, also via Twitter, said the incident was an assault on our Capitol, Constitution, and our country. While Facebook and Twitter reportedly suspended President Trump from their platforms Wednesday after his supporters stormed the Capitol building, Twitter locked Trump out of his account for 12 hours and said that future violations, including repeating falsehoods about the integrity of the presidential election by Trump, could result in permanent suspension. Facebook and Instagram, which Facebook owns, followed up in the evening Wednesday announcing that Trump wouldn't be able to post for 24 hours following two violations of its policies. The White House did not immediately offer a response to those actions. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington is considering sanctions and other restrictions on those involved in the arrest of more than 50 people in Hong Kong and warned it would target the territory's economic and trade offices in the United States. Pompeo also said he was appalled by the arrest of an American citizen as part of Wednesday's crackdown, adding the United States will not tolerate the arbitrary detention or harassment of U.S. citizens. Hong Kong police arrested more than 50 people in dawn raids on democracy activists Wednesday, the biggest crackdown since China last year imposed a security law, which opponents say is aimed at squashing dissent in the former British colony. President-elect Biden tapping Merrick Garland, a federal appellate judge whom Republicans snubbed for a seat on the Supreme Court in 2016, as a attorney general to lead the country's Justice Department in his new administration. This, according to aides of the president-elect. If confirmed by the Senate, Garland will immediately face one politically sensitive case, a criminal tax investigation into Biden's son, Hunter, as well as demands from some Democrats to pursue an investigation into Trump's action as president after he leaves office in 2 weeks. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, BOA News.